She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. Craig, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. How you doing, Tammy?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
Did you drive in on two wheels?
I came in on two wheels, yeah. No, I was going to be nice and bring you coffee, and then I realized times, you know.
I almost had a slight heart attack, but here we are and we're doing okay. Craig messaged me, so we're good for 10:30? Oh, no, we're at 10 o'clock in 3 minutes. It was really good, perfect timing. I don't know how you did that.
Well, you know, we try our best.
Yes, that was great. Thank you so much. I can breathe again. I was like, okay, it's National Eat What You Want Day. Let's talk about that.
Is it really National Eat What You Want Day?
It truly is.
Oh, now.
It is. If you wanted to eat whatever you wanted today, Craig, what would it be?
That is a huge question. The best thing I think I've ever eaten in my lifetime was in Las Vegas, and it is a stuffed cactus flower blossom. It's the weirdest thing. Huh. And it's like stuffed with cheese. It's a cactus flower, little cactus flower stuffed with cheese.
It was amazing. You eat the cactus flower?
Yeah, you eat the whole thing. It's like a popper, but yeah. I don't know why that was it. Yeah.
Actually, I ate cactus for the first time in Cabo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, but it wasn't bad.
It's not terrible. No, it's not. There's also, when we do mission, we've just done some mission work, and they will do a Brazilian barbecue is kind of one of the things that they'll do. And there's this guy, and he is probably one of the greatest grill masters you have ever met in your lifetime. And so he just lays out all of this meat. Mm. And so it's just, you eat until you are you know how when you get, I don't know if you've ever like gone to a grill thing like that and you just eat so much meat and then you're like, the next day, you're like, I can't move at all.
Craig might not know this about me, but I eat primarily plant-based.
Oh, are you plant-based now?
Okay. He's like, You ever been where you eat all the meat?
I've got to meet through Leadership Pensacola a lot of folks that are plant-based as well. So, you know, I respect it. I am not a tofu guy, but if you're a tofu
girl, love some tofu.
No, thank you.
Just don't know how
jackfruit's
to cook it.
Not terrible. I've had jackfruit tacos or whatever.
So funny is I can't stand jackfruit.
Really?
No, I've tried it so many times.
It's the texture of tofu that gets me, though.
Oh, I can make it where it's not. Yeah, I think you just haven't had cooked right. We're going to figure that out. But
I always have it in the soup at the restaurant. What's the miso soup? It has a little tofu squares in it.
Is it soft?
Oh, it's soft and mushy.
Yeah, you can make it
and
where it's not.
Oh, okay.
No, you can. But eating plant-based, you can eat certain seafood.
Not a plant-based, though.
No, plant-based is not vegan. So it's not a belief in not hurting animals. It's really just a health reason. So they give a little leeway with things. So I do eat seafood sometimes. So I say that to say, if I was going to eat what I wanted today, it'd be some lobster at the Grand Marlin.
I have not had lobster at the Grand Marlin.
Mashed potato. Oh, my.
Although,
it is so good.
We just had the cousin's lobster roll truck.
I've had that.
At our truck. We had it at our church for, we have Fifth Sunday food trucks. And they had a lobster bisque that was unbelievable. It's really good.
Oh, that sounds... I had their lobster roll.
Yes.
And it was really, really good. Yeah. My best friend is from Maine. And so we had to check it out.
Never been. It's my thing. I got to go up there.
You should go. Yeah, go in there.
So anyway.
When it's freezing, maybe in January.
Yeah. No, I don't do snow. That's why I lived here all my life.
So. I was just talking with Travis about snow. No. He said his 29-year-old son went and saw snow for the first time in his life.
And I love the reaction of getting to see kids, you know, with like, oh, what is this weird stuff that's falling from the sky?
Right.
But that's the same reaction that a lot of Pensacolians have when it snows here on that rare occasion. You know, we lose our minds.
Rightfully so.
It's like category 3, we're all out, like doing our thing in the midst of the
so
storm.
True.
Just like, is Walmart still open? But it's flecks of snow falling from, not even sticking. We're all like, what do we do?
That's so true. We're like. Yeah. You're absolutely 100% correct. It's hilarious. Anyway, we digress, as I like to say here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you want to join in our conversation, 437-1620, maybe tell us what you would eat today on National Eat Whatever You Want Day. We are going to talk about Leadership Pensacola.
Yes.
So what is the mission of Leadership Pensacola LEAP?
So the mission of Leadership Pensacola is to bring a diverse group of people together and educate them about the city and about all the services that are happening here in Escambia County, and to build leadership amongst a diverse group of people in our community. It is a program that runs for a full year, so it's really about a school year. We just got through, I think they just closed nominations for this year. That class will be picked then August. They'll start with an opening retreat. They'll also pick a project that they're going to take on. And then every single month, they'll have a day where they learn something about the community. So there's a community civics day. There's going to be an arts and culture day. There's a government day. There's military, police, and first responders. And all of basically anything you could possibly want to know about Pensacola, or you didn't want to know about Pensacola, you will learn it in the 8 months you're doing this program.
And is this something that anyone can apply for, or you have to be nominated?
You have to be nominated. Okay. You can't necessarily just apply, and you have to be nominated by a former, and I could be completely wrong on this, and probably, you know, Todd Thompson, if you're listening, yeah, tell me if I am.
Text in 437-1620.
But you have to be nominated by a former LEAP person.
Okay, so they graduated from the program?
Someone who's already been through the program. Now, this is the 40th year of LEAP, so you have a lot of people to choose from.
Wow, really?
Yes, this is the 40th year Leadership Pensacola has been going on. So,
what is the purpose of doing LEAP other than that? Like, when you get out of the program, does it give you other opportunities, or we get more involved in the community?
Well, first off, you meet so many people that become your friends because you're battling in the same vein throughout this entire process. And so you become very close with people that you may not have met otherwise. And so once you get out of the program, there's so many people that you can just call on when you need something. It's like, hey, bud, I know you work in this industry. And so can you help me with this problem that I've got? Or, hey, I'm looking to do this project and make a difference in this community over here. And I know you work in this area. Can you come on board or give me some ideas? So there's a lot of that goes on. And yes, it's great for resume building, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But it's really just something that I would tell you, if you have any interest in our community at all, you want to be a part of this program.
Is there a website to read about it?
It's the Greater Pensacola Chamber. I will certainly know that by the time we get back from the next break.
We don't have a break.
We don't have a break. Oh, yeah. Oh, never mind. Because I see there's Fox News coming up.
If you're just now tuning
in, the
there's no traffic.
Where's
on
candy?
The five. We can talk about National Foam Rolling Day while you look it up. But if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Mr. Craig Heinzman. We're talking about Leadership Pensacola and what you would eat today for National Eat Whatever You Want Day as well. So if you want to join in with that conversation as he's trying to find the website, you can.
Yes, it's PensacolaChamber.com.
PensacolaChamber.com. PensacolaChamber.com. Fabulous. Awesome. And so, like he said, this is something you have to get nominated for.
Yes, and nominations are closed for this year, but they'll reopen. They reopen around March every year, and they go for a couple of months. Anybody that you think has shown leadership potential in your organization or your friends, or that's who you go after. So I nominated three or four people this year, and the nomination pool, I want to say the nomination pool this year was the highest it's ever been, about 500 and something people that were nominated.
Oh, wow.
For the program. And you're only going to pick, ours was the largest class ever when it started, which was around 60 people. Mm-hmm. So, and that's a really big class. Normally it's around 50.
Okay.
Because when you're going, let's say you're going on the military base, we did military day. 50 people is a lot of
that
people
is, yeah,
to try to get around in some of these more secure areas as well, and try to say, hey, we're going to teach you everything you need to know about what goes on in the military and why things like Warrington Middle School, they're important. Why is that important to the community? What does the base offer, and how, in terms of its employment and economic development here in Pensacola?
So what is your role with Leadership Pensacola?
So I'm actually in this class. So I was the chair of the CA Weiss program here, along with my co-chair, Keely, and we, Lakila. But anyway, at the beginning of August, when we sat down, we were presented with about eight different organizations that came through and said, hey, here is our charitable organizations, 501c3, saying this is what we would like your class to do and to help us out. We were told that you generally pick one program and it costs around $30,000 to get that program up and running in the year. Being that we had 60 people in the room, we looked around, we went, one program seems like a we could do more than that. So we chose two programs, four food pantries, and a care closet. So the care closet and food pantry at CA Weiss, myself and Laquila oversaw that one. And then Jesse and Tyler oversaw three programs at Ebonwood, Brownsville, which we just did the ribbon cutting for yesterday, and Wedgwood Community Centers for food pantries there. And so now that I've gone through the program, and we'll have our closing retreat tomorrow, I get to be a part of chairing a day maybe next year.
Okay.
Being a part of the leadership and now saying, hey, I did this. It made a difference in my life. And now I want to bring somebody else along.
Okay, nice.
So, yeah, it's really, really cool.
That is really cool. I know, I believe Mel just finished
Was on, she was in her class with me. So yes,
yeah, nice.
So, I know Brent's done it.
Brent's done it, yeah.
I think Andrew did it. He did it with actually in my wife's class, 2016. So, and that's, and actually Brent's the one who really was pounding me with it. He was like, you have got to do this, dude. You have got to do this. You've got to do this. And because he knew I have a heart for Pensacola, obviously being a pastor here and having been in this this town all of my life, really, it's one of those things that I want to know more about what goes on here.
Right.
And that was, and it, I said it at our, we had two ribbon cuttings because we always had two project sites. I said it at the ribbon cutting, you know, it's very rare, especially in this day and age, you can get people from different racial, socioeconomic, religious, theological perspectives together in a room and come together in unity. We're a team. I don't agree with everybody. They don't agree with me on all things, but I would take a bullet for anybody on my team because they are amazing people that are trying to make a difference in our community. And that's what Leadership Pensacola, I think it's one of the side benefits that you get to see is you're just, you're like, man, I would not have found myself in this room with all these people except for this opportunity. And I love every person in this room.
I really am amazed at all that goes on in Pensacola and, you know, in my other job, my other career, you know, you're just kind of in your little area and this is what you do. And so I didn't know as just a citizen of Pensacola that there is so many opportunities.
Oh yeah. It's
there
crazy.
There is so much going on. And I've only been doing this 6 weeks and I'm mind blown at the opportunities you have in Pensacola in every area and aspect of what's going on. And I'm just, it really, truly amazes
it
me
is,
all the time.
It's so cool that there are so many, there are these large employers that you have no idea existed. And you go,
right.
That's here. We make that here. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you think, how did I not know that? Because I, like you, I've been in the, I've been here since I was 14. I went to Woodham High School and did the whole deal. And, you know, PSC, UWF, I thought I knew this town. Going through Leadership Pensacola, you realize I don't know nearly what I thought it is.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We got to go. One of the things we did for, I think it was Commerce or Day, we were at the port. I had never been at the port, never walked around in the Pensacola port. I mean, you drive by it all the time. Like, yeah. Oh, it's the port. But you have no idea what it does. You have no idea what their plans are, where they're going, who's got a bay there. And so they walked us around to the America Magic team. And we got to tour the American Magic boat and hear from the sailors on that. And it's just like, that's here.
I know. I just had them on the show last week.
Yeah.
Collier Merrill and Travis Hutchinson, I believe is his name.
Yep.
And that was, I really, the whole time I was like, wow.
Right?
I don't know. I think I said wow like 15 times. I was like, okay, I need to pick a different word because I was like, that's going to be here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be their main port, and they're building this.
Yeah, and they're building, like, the future plans are
so cool.
A sailing center, and we become like this. And again, that's part of the natural history of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. We're this incredible deep water port that has pretty much gone hidden. And that's what the folks at the American Magic said is, like, we looked at Pensacola like, how is it that no one's sailing in this?
Right.
Because it's perfect. It's protected. It's deep. And they can get up to speed here because it's not as crowded as it is up north. And so you're probably going to see a lot more of those type boats out on the water which if you've ever seen it, actually
I haven't got to yet, and I want to.
I haven't seen it live, but I've had some friends that have taken some video as it's swung by them up on its foil, which I think is just the weirdest thing ever that you can have.
I know
a boat out of the water, but you know, my son can explain all the way that happens. Oh yeah, he's got the aerospace engineering mindset. I'm like, I just don't get
it. Is he graduated yet?
No, he's at Tate. So he'll be going in 10th grade. My daughter is graduating.
Your daughter graduated.
Yeah.
Wow. So I've known Craig for a minute.
Yeah,
a hot minute. And I just can't believe his children are as old as they are. Do you feel old yet, Craig? I'm making you feel old.
Yes, you feel old. I think looking around, it's crazy because, you know, your kids don't make you feel old.
No,
but looking at somebody
exactly.
else's kids, you go, "How I remember you when you were," because I don't know if it's like because your kids grew up and like it, you kind of want them to get older.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, "You're gonna be so sad when your kid leaves." I'm like, "No, if my kid actually does leave, I'll be super happy
because
it means I've done something right. And they can support
Ready
themselves.
Ready to launch.
Woo!
Yes,
you know. But yeah, it's incredible to watch and to be a part of a community like Pensacola where I could have been here this entire time, watched my child grow through the public and private school system. She's gotten to see both of them. And we had an education day where we went into the warehouse at the Escambia County school system. And you don't think about that. Like, you don't think we have to get books, food, supplies to all of these schools.
Right.
And so they have this whole massive warehouse system with it. Here's the dry goods. Oh, yes. Dry goods, computers, products. And then there's all like the lunch stuff. Because you don't even think lunch stuff's got to come from somewhere, right?
It doesn't just magically come in.
No, it just, so they, here's all the, here's, they have like three different freezer layers. So, you know, it's really cool.
That is neat.
But you learn that stuff that you had no idea.
Yes. And it gives you a deeper appreciation for where you live, I think, especially going through Leadership Pensacola.
Yeah, it really does. It lets you to understand that I remember when I was younger, and I don't know about you, but a lot of people were like, I just can't wait to get out of this town.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I grew up in Arkansas.
Oh, well,
here.
Yeah.
I've been here almost 17 years, though.
Yeah.
So I've been here a long time, but no, I didn't grow up here as a child.
Yeah, and even as a student, when I was a youth pastor for a long period of time, that's what kids are like, man, I just can't wait to get out of here. I gotta go somewhere where people can, you know, where there's something to do. And I'm like, there's a lot to do here. I mean, not truly, obviously, with the economic development downtown and all the stuff that's come up, and it seems like we have a different run every single week if you're a runner, or a different festival every single week, which is really, really cool. But like, again, we had folks that were in Fiesta, folks that were at the Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce, all in the same class together. So I'm talking with people.
That's really neat.
And like, oh, wow. So tell me about Fiesta. Like, what exactly is Fiesta? Because I don't know what Fiesta is. I mean, I see it, but I don't understand it. You know, Brent took me to the Fiesta. He was a king or knight or whatever. I don't even know what that thing is. And I went to the coronation ball, and I'm like, what is this weird stuff happening? And I'm looking around. I just realized I'm looking around in the studio like everyone can see what I'm doing right now. Making motions.
I can see you.
Yeah, you can see me. Yeah. But to find out that what Fiesta is, because I get to meet these people, that was a really neat thing.
That is really neat. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Craig Heinzman speaking about Leadership Pensacola, all things Pensacola, how much we love it, and how much this community has grown and is growing. And there's so much to get involved in. We were talking about American Magic. I don't know if you heard my show with Collier Merrill and Travis last week, but that is something super exciting that's coming. I think it's amazing. We have Blue Wahoos, and now we're going to have American Magic. It's just going to make it.
And Blue Angels, obviously.
Blue Angels. And we got to, I mean, you know, can't forget them.
Yeah, it was. And what we as Pensacolians have to understand is that this stuff is not just a given.
Right.
I think that's one of the biggest things that you walk away from with Leadership Pensacola is it requires us to be an active part of the community to keep this stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't develop the infrastructure, if we don't develop the school systems, if we don't develop all these things, the Department of Defense can go, well, you know what? We don't really need that base at NAS Pensacola, and it could be gone.
Right.
It could be completely gone. American Magic could say, you know what? We don't, if we can't sail and we're not being successful, we can leave.
Right.
So it's a privilege to have all this stuff here, and we need to be really cognizant of that and be involved in the community.
Absolutely. And excuse me. I was thinking, you know, I have talked to quite a few people in the last few weeks. And one thing that resonates is our community wraps their arms around people. They really do.
Yeah,
I mean,
they really do.
They have, I was speaking to Pensacola Ballet. Mm-hmm. And the producer of the show is like, he's from Australia. He went to New York. He came here. He's been here for 2 years. And he's just like, the people here.
Yeah.
I just feel so welcomed.
Yeah.
In our community. But American Magic said the same thing. They're like, we just feel like, because I said, how can we support you? He said, I feel so supported from the community. And that's really a testament to people like you and Leadership Pensacola getting involved. You know, our community just saying, hey, we're here for you. What can we do for you?
Right. And just part of that, so, you know, the good old Southern hospitality model.
To that
degree.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's also that, if again, one of the things you learn is the history of who's been here. Dr. Judy Bentz, if you've ever heard her, is an amazing expert on the first people here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. But we're, you know, the city of Five Flags, because so much cultural diversity has happened through this community since its inception. And so you see it in the architecture, but you also see it in how we treat one another. It's a really, really cool thing to hear about the way that people from all walks of life had been treated in Pensacola generally for a long period of time. There was a good bit of equality and respect here for all people. So,
and going back to Leadership Pensacola, he was talking about, you know, the mission of Leadership Pensacola. And tell me just a little bit about that real quick again, about what your mission is for Leadership Pensacola.
So the mission of Leadership Pensacola is to create leaders, to help develop leaders out of the community, and to educate them as to what Pensacola has to offer and what makes Pensacola a great place to live.
Absolutely. And then if you need more information, go to PensacolaChamber.com.
PensacolaChamber.com.
And yep. Also, this is something you have to be nominated for.
It is, yeah.
You have to be nominated from what we believe is a previous graduate previously, of Leadership.
There is a nomination form online, so that may be that you could just nominate somebody. Not, of course, now it's closed, but it certainly helps if you have somebody from a previous leadership class. If anybody wants to be nominated, they can just call me, and I'll do it. Unless, you know, you're weird, and then I won't.
And I have some,
I'm just kidding.
That's great, Greg. I have some information on, like, maybe the history of Leadership Pensacola, and it was founded in the fall of 1982, and the first graduating class was in 83. The Greater Pensacola Chamber established the program, and the goal of it was to ensure the community's pool of talented leaders would be continually renewed. They understand the future of health of any community is linked to committed to educated leadership, which must be equipped to make vigorous, well-informed, and responsible decisions.
Mm.
So that's great, you know?
Yeah.
You're teaching people in our community how they can get involved, ways they can get involved, you know, and what needs to be done, honestly.
And the bigger picture of things, you know, seeing outside, like you said, you worked for a long period of time and you saw this much of the picture.
Right.
You know, and I'm, again, holding up a hand signal like anyone can see what I'm doing. This little small sliver of the pie. But when you get involved in something like this, you get to see how everything it connects to one another, how government connects to the military and how education connects to the military and how healthcare connects to government and community service and all that kind of stuff. So it's neat to see how all of these individual things that make Pensacola great can combine together to make it even better.
And you've had over 1,900 people completed this program.
Yes. It has been a very successful. If you could see any elected leader, they've probably gone through this program. I'm pretty certain that's the case.
Well, thank you so much for coming in on two wheels, Greg, and making this an enjoyable 30 minutes speaking about Leadership Pensacola.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks. Coming up, we have Baptist Health. It is May. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, so you really want to stay tuned for this. I think this is going to be a pretty interesting segment. If you have any questions about mental health, ways to get help with that, or maybe just ways to help you on your daily life, let me know.